From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Here's the thing about Kudlow, and there's a bit of commentary about this over the weekend. Every time Kudlow says something positive about the trade talks, the Dow goes through the roof, and yet nothing actually happens with the trade talks. It's just Kudlow going off. It's like, very
no, it's
good.
Just, yeah, it is, isn't it? I call it the reluctant rally. Excuse me, Mike. I'm a bit croaky this morning. The reluctant rally continues, Mike. And every day it's accompanied by commentary describing why it shouldn't happen. So you saw the market's climbing that wall of worry, as we say. And so, yeah, record highs on Friday in the Friday night trading session. Dow Jones closing above 28,000, 28,005 to be exact. So that was up 0.8%. You saw similar percentage gains on the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ as well. And yes, it lifted on the back of hopes for progress in the US-China trade negotiations. So Larry Kudlow saying that the US trade negotiations were getting closer to an agreement, but that Trump wasn't ready to sign it off. He said the mood music is pretty good. Do you think they had a bit of Kenny G in the background, Mike? Do you reckon? That'd be the mood music in the White House these days, wouldn't it? Anyway, there seems to be a bit of uncertainty over the commitment to a dollar value of the US farm goods that would be purchased annually by the Chinese, and also just this expected rollback of the tariffs. That seems to be a bit of a stumbling block. So, yeah, it's sort of pushing the market higher. Fed Chair Jerome Powell, he was chatting towards the end of the week as well. So he didn't upset the apple cart. They released the financial stability report on Friday. A bit of worry about corporate debt. So they said that the high levels of corporate debt, of risky types of corporate debt, merits heightened vigilance. And also, yeah, we had some details around the Saudi Aramco IPO in the weekend as well, but I don't think there's going to be any shortage of headlines about that IPO over the next couple of weeks, so we'll cover it as the important stuff comes out.
Somewhere between 1.7 and 1.9 trillion they think it's worth now. Now, what's Adrian all doing in San Francisco?
Well, he left interest rates unchanged last week locally, didn't he? And then he jetted off to spend some quality time in the Golden Gate City. He was invited to make a speech, and I thought there was a couple of bits that were quite interesting. A speech at a panel discussion of the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, and it was titled Monetary Policy, A Compass Point in Uncertain Times. There's a Netflix hit for you, isn't it? Anyway, it is an interesting read for RB followers, though, because, Mike, I find that there's some interesting similarities in the language used by the current government and the new central bank. Transparency keeps coming across. That seems to be the new buzzword. But the speech did dwell on the issue of uncertainty, and I think this is relevant and useful to pick up on, because in the recent monetary policy statement, they talked about meeting organizations outside of the RB, and in September they spoke to 63 businesses across the country. What did they talk about? Well, you and I talk about confidence all the time, about the lack of investment. The feedback was given to the central bank. Uncertainty about future environmental policy, uncertainty about infrastructure investment plans, uncertainty around regulatory requirements. The same message is coming from the confidence surveys. You've got to connect that feedback, don't you, at some stage? You know, there is uncertainty over those things, and that's what's creating lack of confidence, and that is what's feeding through to lower growth. Anyway, access to finance was also raised, and he talked about this in his speech as well. He talked about the uncertainty being difficult for the RB, and what he said is when you have this uncertainty, it makes changes to the official cash rate less predictable, Mike.
All righty. What are the numbers this Monday morning?
The numbers, 28,005, as I said, on the Dow, up 0.8%, 3120 on the S&P 500, the NASDAQ 8540, 0.7% gain there, FTSE 100, 7302, they were up 10, the Nikkei 23,303, up 162, the ASX 200, 6793, up 59.87%. Nice rally. In the NZX 50, lost 5 points, 10,894. On the currencies, on the wholesale markets, 1 New Zealand dollar, 0.6397 against the US, 0.9383 Aussie, 0.5787 euro, 0.4957 pounds, 69.58 yen. Gold trading at $1,468.21. And Brent crude, a little bit higher, $63.30.
Fantastic start to the week. Well done. See you Tuesday. Andrew Kelleher and the team and the expertise at jmiwealth.co.nz.